work. And here's the irony. Dieting has probably contributed to why we're fatter these days than ever before. It's actually a well-established predictor of weight gain, as has been shown repeatedly in research. Hi, I'm Dr. Linda Bacon, and I'm speaking from firsthand experience as a dieter, as well as the many years I've spent as a scientist, researcher, psychotherapist, and professor. It's why I'm dedicated to a movement to create a global transformation that focuses on body respect, not the war on weight. When we examine the body's regulatory mechanisms, it shouldn't be too surprising that few people sustain weight loss from a calorie reduction diet. Scientists have been able to identify many physiologic pathways that get triggered to ensure weight stability. Our bodies have their own system for managing our weight, which can compensate for our actions. For example, dieting triggers a reduction in the hormone leptin, which actually increases appetite and decreases metabolism, just the opposite of what you're shooting for if you're trying to lose weight. And chronic dieting, well, that results in chronically less leptin release, which could easily explain why the majority of people with a history of dieting gain weight over time. Just check out what happened to the Biggest Losers. 6 years after their hyped weight loss, most contestants in the study had regained most of the weight, and their metabolism had slowed dramatically. In other words, there were changes in their brain circuitry, which meant that eating less now resulted in weight gain. The Biggest Losers engaged in extreme weight loss methods, but it wasn't their diet technique that led to this result. There's extensive research that demonstrates the same process happens anytime body fat stores are reduced, regardless of method. Think about your own experience if you've dieted. You reduced your calories, and maybe you also started or amped up an exercise routine. It doesn't matter whether it's low carb, low fat, or low sugar. The beginning stages can be pretty heady as you watch the scale needle drop, but then it gets harder to maintain. You probably found yourself thinking about food all the time. You started to feel desperate, and foods that never appealed to you before were suddenly calling out. What the diet plans don't tell you is that biology lies behind that drive to break your diet. Your body's physiologic mechanisms underpin every one of the symptoms you felt. Even your taste buds are affected when you diet, with the hormone leptin inspiring a process that makes a wider range of foods appealing. Biology can be pretty powerful, and no matter how much willpower you think you have, it may be no match for the biological mechanisms you've triggered by your diet. So don't blame yourself if you give in and go off your diet. You're not a glutton or a weakling. In fact, most dieters show extraordinary self-restraint, persistence, and determination. You didn't fail. The diet did. And maybe you had great willpower and resisted succumbing to the diet-breaking binge. I know from experience, sometimes I was a great dieter, able to just say no despite the hunger. I even found that after a while, hunger signals dissipated and dieting got easier. There was physiology behind that too. The body turning off those appetite signals rather than waste energy it's trying to conserve when you're ignoring those signals anyway. But that doesn't mean you're going to lose weight. To compensate, your body could slow your metabolism, resulting in fewer calories burned. This explains why some people actually gain weight in response to cutting those calories. The bottom line, diets don't work. This simple clarification can save you from a future of weight struggles, wasted time, energy, and money, and feeling like a failure. Repeat after me. The diet failed, not me. All this is actually good news. It shows that your body is enormously powerful and successful at managing your weight. So don't fight it, revel in it. You can relax about eating and enjoy your food. Let your body do what it does best. Trust yourself. Pay attention to helpful signals like hunger and fullness, and everything's going to be okay. The best way to win the war against fat is to give up the fight. Let your body guide you to a weight that's right for you. This isn't about giving up. All you're giving up is an ineffective way to get what you're really looking for. This is about moving on. It's about body respect and body trust, not body shame. It's what helps you make better choices about what to eat and how to eat and other self-care practices. Check out other videos I've filmed, which bust the myths about weight and health, propose a detente in the war on obesity, and clue you in on what really matters when it comes to good health. Hint, the answer isn't weight.